And here we go.
And here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 126 of the 8-Bit Geek. We are only 500 shows away from being a good podcast. I am your host, Jeremy, and with me are the two guys who don't really want to be here, but it's in their contract.
And be me, Doug.
And I guess, Kevin, I mean, I'm here for the time being, yes.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And please support us on Patreon. It helps us pay for overhead and sends us to new Comic Cons around the country.
Yes! It does. I mean, it would if you guys helped us.
That's right. I really wish Doug had a PS4 at this point because they released a pretty cool game that I want to all three of us to be playing right now.
Is it the one with the like monster trucks and soccer ball?
Fuck yes. It's called Rocket League.
Yes! And we're going to play that soon.
Oh my God.
It's on Steam?
Yeah, but
yeah,
we
but
got it for
free on PlayStation right now.
Yeah, we got it for free on PlayStation.
Yeah, it keeps popping up. People on my friends list have been playing it on Steam, and I'm like, what the fuck is Rocket League?
Are they hot?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. Good. I like to think only hot people play.
I mean, Brutal Moose is pretty hot, right?
I hit it.
He's a very attractive man.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating cigarettes.
What? Is that a dick reference?
It is now. It was before.
Yeah. Oh my God! I'm gonna go around saying that from now on. Hey,
well, what is the original saying? Like, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
But I'm gonna use cigarettes from now on. I'm gonna tell Ashley. I'm like, hey Ash, you want to eat a cigarette tonight? She'll have no idea what's going on.
It'll be one of those Virginia Slims. Oh!
Oh!
Fuck you. It's more of a Newport 100.
Is it menthol? Oh.
All the way. That's what happens when you eat nothing but, like, fast food.
You get, like, mint dick?
Yeah.
Weird. I gotta start eating more fast food, as if I'm not already.
Yeah, so Rocket League.
Oh, now we know what Rocket stands for. Love Rocket League.
I do. I've been playing it. I've ranked up. I'm no longer a rookie anymore, and I've gotten some pretty cool cars, and they have a lot of cool things to upgrade, like your car, you got your tires, Have you played it at all, Kev?
No, I haven't had a chance. I downloaded it. I've just been busy this weekend, so I didn't get a chance to play. Man. But I'm looking forward to it. You can get like 4-on-4 cars or something like that, car combat. Yeah. So.
And then see, I wish that they would bring the single player because you can play a season. And if this were what soccer was like, I'd be so fucking down with soccer.
It's like soccer meets Monster Jam.
For real. And it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. So I think that, Doug, you should buy a PS4 for it.
Yeah. Just do
for
it, Doug.
For a free game.
Hey, yeah. Dude, on the card. Just throw it on the card. Come on.
Oh, for real, man. You got a Best Buy card.
Ugh. Wednesday is Amazon Prime Day. There
oh,
you go.
Fuck,
throw it on
yeah.
the card. Throw it on the card.
And you said you wanted to buy a PS4 because you wanted to get Drake's Revenge stiffy.
Drake's Revenge?
Yeah. I wanted Drake's new album, so I was going to buy a PS4.
Oh, man.
It does have Spotify.
See, once you buy the PS4, you're starting from the bottom, but now you're getting here. We're horrible people.
He's got a point. All right.
Yeah.
So every week we like to start the show off with a little bit of that and a little bit of this.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And by misconnections, and by hooking people up, we can only hook up one person nowadays.
the one who really needs to be hooked up with somebody.
He is searching for love every week, and he seems to never find it. So I think he's going to go the other way this week. Are
he's
we there?
Not search for love?
No, he's gonna play the other. He's gonna play the other side of the other team.
Oh, okay.
He's batting for the home team.
Like, you're really wanting to make him gay is what I'm getting out of this.
What's that?
Hey, Sean can be whatever he wants.
Sean really can be whatever he wants to be. This is 2015, brother.
Don't be so suburban.
Yeah, stop. Come to the city, man.
It's not me. It's Sean.
Then why?
I mean, let Sean. We've all met him. He likes the puss, wouldn't you say, Sean? You love me some pussy.
But every once in a while,
he doesn't mind a finger up his ass, and it could be anyone's finger.
That is very true. You bring up some very solid points, my dear Kev.
And Sean, isn't it true that you do have to experiment at least once in your life?
I did that like 80 times in college. I'm past it.
But you did go to San Diego Comic-Con, and it felt like college.
It did a little bit. You're right. Keggers all night, Star Wars in the theaters.
So that brings us to the reason why you wrote this letter.
Jesus. Plus, I was really hoping this one would just slip right under the radar and you wouldn't know that it was me.
Plus the fact that I couldn't find any good ones for men looking for women. Sorry.
Where's my music, DJ?
Oh, what's that? What do you need?
Where's my music?
What are you looking for?
Specifically, my hookup music would be the best way to start.
Okay. Well, here's the deal.
Uh-oh. We were hit with a cease and desist. Barry White is suing us from beyond the grave. Oh, he gave up.
There it is.
It was coming. It's blame the alcohol.
Always do. So this one is from San Diego Comic-Con, which I attended this weekend. Just got back, flew in, my arms are tired, all that nonsense. This one's for all the sexy cosplayer guys.
Represent.
I was at Comic-Con recently. I was, of course, checking out cute cosplaying guys. And I was wondering if any guys at cosplays were interested and connected. Smiley face. I cosplayed as a nymph. And I saw a really cute Link and a bunch of other sexy guys in costumes I can't quite place. Aha. So many sexy Wolverines. Smiley face. Yours truly, Sean Pettis.
Sean?
Yes.
You want to keep reading?
Oh, shit, there's more. Anywho, if you cosplayed at the San Diego Comic-Con, hit me up. Smiley face.
Again.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
There are a lot of smiley faces in this
P.S.
one.
Comic-Con. Oh, wait, those are just the notes.
Sean, thank you for coming, literally, every time.
Oh.
And I love that you're showing love to the guys, and... gotta say, smiley faces rule.
A lot of them. I must have been drunk.
Right. I think Sean's an equal opportunity lover.
Yeah. I think so, too. Well, guys, I think we've come to the part of the show where we say goodbye.
To who?
And that's the show, everyone.
Can't get better than that.
I got some things to resolve on the side here.
All right, so Comic-Con happened.
Trying to fix things.
So Comic-Con happened, and a lot of things happened, and it was pretty cool. And I guess we could put this under the movie news for the week, so let's do that now.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. All right, so we're going to break this down kind of per panel, and we have the major ones that we're going to talk about and then some other. And then if I didn't list anything, you guys can, of course, put some out there, okay? So we're going to start with Star Wars.
Yeah.
What a fucking show they had, huh?
Man, okay, so it was Friday night, I think that panel happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it hurt me. It hurt me so fucking deep, and I went to goddamn Celebration. And I'm sitting there just watching my timeline, just all this stuff and all the things and all the cast members and all that shit, and was just like,
yeah, you even text us how, like, kind of it sounded like I could read into your text and see that you're, like, depressed.
I was like, I'm dying over here.
That's not your fault. Like, Harrison Ford got into a plane crash the weekend before the damn, like, Force convention.
Yeah, he did. And they were like, you know, it was, I think, about a month before. But, you know, he was still recovering. He was supposed to be there, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, even then, there was other cast members that were there, too. But, yeah, the fact that he came out at the end, like, God, mm-hmm. fuck me, man.
Well, what you think he told himself, get off my plane? He's alive, so we can joke about it.
That's right.
So what do you guys think about the behind-the-scenes footage reel that they showed?
That should have just been the trailer that they just gave us, like, for the movie. It's just like, hey, we're making a movie. It's got practical effects. Look, oh, shit, that's fucking Han Solo. Yeah, that's right, you're going to see this. Because I'm watching that, and I'm just like, oh, this is really cool. Han Solo.
Like, I fucking, the music they chose and all the footage that they chose and, like, just how, like, they were, like, we're going back to the basics of what Star Wars actually was. I teared up. I literally teared up watching that.
Well, yeah. You finally got to see Princess Leia back in, you know, like, Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. So that was pretty awesome, too.
Oh, yeah you did. Yeah, and her arms were folded and she's just like, I'm a boss.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
So, and then when you saw Harrison Ford in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, and there was J.J. Abrams directing him, you were just like, it was like, it's surreal because you're like, this is actually fucking happening. This happened, and this movie is coming in December. Like,
fuck. What I'm saying, like, the last trailer, you know, it ended the best because it showed the TIE fighters going down and chasing the Millennium Falcon or whatever, and then Han Solo walking out, or, you know, with Chewie, and just be like, Chewie. We're home. And you're just like, fuck yes, you are home. God damn it. But then to see that one where you're, you know, again, it's like they do this whole trailer. It's like a little 3-minute video of like all this behind the scenes stuff. And then like it kind of ends with him in the cockpit. And again, and you're just like, fuck me. I can't believe this movie happened. Like, I cannot believe this is happening.
And I still find it funny that they're putting Han Solo way ahead of everyone else as far as returning characters. Like Luke, they're like, Luke Skywalker will be back. That's cool and all. But Han Solo, you know, people lose their fucking mind.
Well, because if anybody like not lost their shit, but like distanced themselves the most from Star Wars, it was Harrison Ford.
Yeah. He hated talking about it on every single talk show.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been like the last like maybe 5 to 10 years that he's kind of really like kind of come back to it. Clearly, I mean, he's back in the movie and willing to make fun of himself for it and all that, you know, with all the stuff that he did in like Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, where Chewie would show up and they'd act
in
like
the audience,
yeah, stuff like that. But I mean, he's gone on record thousands of times saying how much he preferred like Blade Runner, that he thought it was a much better sci-fi movie than Star Wars was, even though it like in the box office didn't do as well.
It bombed in the box office.
But Blade
office.
Runner was really good, though.
In his defense. It was, yeah.
I know, but it's no Star Wars, I know.
But
I know.
It is no Star Wars.
Hell no.
So.
And then, of course, after that panel, they fucking just blew everyone's mind and said, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to have a free concert for you out back. Mm-hmm. And go. And then the entire fucking Hall H just... mass exit.
Yeah, escorted by stormtroopers.
Yeah. Which kind of
everyone got a lightsaber.
Yeah, everyone got a lightsaber. Kind of made me feel bad for the person who followed them, which was Kevin Smith. Like, Kevin Smith can't get a fucking break when it comes to promoting his shit. Like, how do you follow that? He even tweeted. He was like, "Wow, surprised anyone's still here."
Yeah,
there's like 5 people. I didn't get in, so I guess I went to go see Kevin Smith.
Fuck. So that was pretty cool. Another couple things before the panel happened, they announced the Han Solo spinoff movie. And then it's gonna be a prequel.
I'm hoping, since it's a prequel, especially since Han Solo is supposed to be young, I mean, he's like supposed to be like in his late to mid 20s.
Chris Pratt
in
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh my god. Chris Pratt, I want as Indiana Jones as he is already Han Solo.
I'm pretty
in
sure
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm pretty sure all you have to do with Chris Pratt is remake every film that Harrison Ford has starred in with Chris Pratt. It's gonna be gold.
Yeah.
Blade Runner. with
well,
Chris Pratt.
I kinda want it to be a it almost pains me to say it, but I kinda want it to be an animated movie.
Really?
I can see that.
Because then you don't have to recast someone who's supposed to be younger Han Solo.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's already young in Star Wars, like A New Hope. And then you just get a voice actor, or because you know he's 75 or however old he is. Like he's not gonna sound.
Yeah, he's gonna sound grizzled and.
Yeah, he's gonna sound more grizzled than.
God damn it! I'm 19 years old, Wookiee.
Yeah, no, I'm a part of the Imperial forces. you know, this is not gonna. This is. So animated to me is the way to go. And then they hire John Bailey. John Bailey does his Harrison Ford, and then we call it a day.
There you go. Okay. John Bailey, we know you're listening. Do it. Do it.
I'm okay with that. And then, of course, they announced that Darth Vader will actually appear in Rogue One, which starts filming this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, because Rogue One is going to take place in between episode 3 and 4, and, of course, Darth Vader is around. And so he will, they say that it's just a small part. It's not like anything major, but he will appear in the film, which I think is bullshit. I think it's going to be a big part because, hello, it's Darth Vader. Like, that's how you bring him back into the Star Wars mix, right? Is doing a film that's caught in between these different, this era, and then just being like, you know, here you go.
I'd say make it a small role.
Yeah,
make him a supervillain. You know what I mean? Like he's the bad. Like I mean, here he's the bad guy, but he needs to be like kind of the bad guy, but the one that you don't see a lot of.
Make him
you
see like or something like that.
You see where he's like the big bad, but at the same time, like you don't see a lot of him. He's like the emperor of this.
Maybe this movie or something. Maybe more referenced than anything.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Like
that's the really weird thing about the whole Star Wars like kind of franchise and stuff is that like. Darth Vader is almost secret in a way. Like, especially, like, I know in the EU stuff they talk about how he's not anymore, but, like, everything was done through the Emperor, and Darth Vader was just his, like, right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had no authority, really, over a lot, except for whatever the Emperor, like, gave him authority over. Like, hey, take those stormtroopers and go do that. Take that ship and go do this. But he wasn't making calls a lot himself. He was doing whatever the Emperor told him to.
Right.
So I don't know.
Hopefully if they act quick enough on it, we can still have James Earl Jones do the voice too.
Well, yeah. He's doing the voice in the cartoon or the Rebels TV show.
He is.
Is he really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Awesome. And the first episode released and Colin and I watched it. Fucking insane. Like if you guys aren't watching the Rebels series, you're missing out on some of the best Star Wars storytelling. Like it is up there. It is really, really good.
I just
finished
Clone Wars.
That's all canon with this universe, right?
Yeah. Cool. Yes. And in fact, someone said something, and it wasn't at this convention, and it may have been at Celebration. It wasn't in a panel that I was in, but I guess someone let it slip that these movie Rebels and Rogue One are supposed to meet somehow, somewhere. In some way, when I don't know if in Rebels they're going to introduce characters that show up in Rogue One, or if because this movie takes place before all that, or that show happens before all that stuff happens, so it's kind of one of those where does this fall into place?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're supposed to connect somehow, and I'm not entirely sure how. If again, the kid's going to be in there, or the Jedi, or what, but. Someone's supposed to make an appearance somehow, somewhere.
Let's see.
It could just be Darth Vader. Fuck if I know.
What else we got?
Everyone's Darth Vader.
Marvel skipped out on the con, but there was one thing that was there.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not owned
by... There's a couple of things.
There's a couple.
TV shows.
But, I mean, they missed out. Like, they didn't have a panel. They didn't, you know, they didn't do anything big. So, Fox owns the rights to Deadpool. And so they brought Deadpool and played a trailer for everyone. Did you guys watch it at all?
Yes.
I did. I mean, it's hard to watch because it's somebody's cell phone. I mean, you know, it's one of those.
But it did, like, everybody's pretty much that was one of the top trailers of the con. Like, people lost their shit over it, and because it's a hard R. Like, you really realized this is a fucking hard R movie.
Yeah. They're dropping F-bombs, cutting heads off. I mean, it's everything you want in a Deadpool. And they had they show Colossus, which is awesome.
Yeah, Colossus was pretty cool.
I hope they're going to include some of the X-Men. I hope at least Wolverine makes a cameo, because Wolverine and Deadpool are always gold together. Either that or at least Cable. Get Cable in there.
That'd be awesome.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
but hopefully they'll release an HD one soon. I really hope that.
I saw Ryan Reynolds posted something today on Twitter that said
3 weeks.
That,
The trailer is coming in 3 weeks.
Ah. See, that's what they that was their official party line, but he said something that made it sound like it was coming sooner.
Oh. Good.
Okay.
So yeah, they're like, oh, it'll be released in 3 weeks. But then see, everyone else is dropping trailers. Everyone everyone else is like, fuck having these terrible cams go out. Let's put up real ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean that
Suicide Squad learned that one today.
Yeah, well they put out a presser, and we'll read a little bit of that here in a second, but I thought that the Deadpool was pretty funny. They had some pretty funny parts, and I really loved the action. And they kind of pulled a scene from the CGI leaked version earlier this year, and that was excellent. But overall, I am so ready for this, and my son is going to hate me for not taking him to see it, because he is not seeing that movie.
Yeah, you got to pre-screen that one.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, there is absolutely no pre-screening needed. He's not seen that one. he got into Deadpool. I think he got into Deadpool because of, I think, the video games that he plays on the iPad. And he's in those. And the Spider-Man animated series, Deadpool makes a couple of appearances. And he's cute and he's funny, but he's not like that.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a very toned down version. I mean, he breaks the fourth wall. He's silly and makes a lot of quick witted quips and stuff. But yeah, he's not.
Exactly.
Like one of the lines in the trailer, the dude's looking at Wade Wilson without his face, without his mask on. He's like, "Your face looks like an avocado, fucked an older avocado."
I know.
I love TJ Miller. TJ Miller is one of my favorite.
TJ Miller is hilarious, dude. I love that guy.
He's great. Another company that made a huge showing.
You're not going to talk about the X-Men trailer?
What? I didn't even see the X-Men trailer.
I didn't really see it. I heard it was pretty bad.
Are you serious?
What? There's a leaked version of it. Another cell phone one dropped today of that. It looks fun.
Really?
I heard they really screwed up the way Apocalypse looks. Like, a lot of people are pissed off the way Apocalypse is looking.
He looks like Apocalypse. Like, he looks like him straight out of the comics. The problem is, the guy that plays him, Oscar Isaacs, which is the X-Wing pilot in the new Star Wars movie. He's in fucking everything, really, right now. He's not as bulky as he normally is in the comics, at least Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean he won't be, because he varies in the comics, too. He'll go from being kind of average-looking dude. Not like average, like me average, but like, you know, not 8 feet tall, and then he'll be like a giant. So he's all powerful. He's supposed to be like the most powerful mutant of all time, so like he can alter his, you know, he's like not even fully human really anymore. He's like this made of shit.
He is made of shit.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Archangel was
right,
you know, after his wings got cut off, he replaced them with metal, like organic metal wings or some shit, like something crazy. So I don't know. I thought it looked fun. I love those movies. They've been really good.
Yes, they have. And I hope that the winning streak continues with those. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to move on to DC now?
Yes.
Okay. Can we?
No, hold on. Wait. Just kidding.
Hey, guys.
Damn it.
All right, so DC, can we just talk a little bit about this Batman versus Superman trailer that has won the internet over?
Pretty much, like, it won me over. I wasn't really looking forward to it.
Yep.
After seeing that trailer, dude, I'm hyped. Especially, like, I mean, spoilers for trailers, whatever. I mean, if you watch it, it's pretty dope. But the part at the end where Superman pretty much rips the doors off the Batmobile,
yeah,
and you just see Batman there, like, oh shit.
Oh, you got, oh, awesome. Shit? I got more like,
oh, I got, oh, I got,
you fucked, oh, with, yeah, the wrong motherfucker. Because the way he stands up slowly, like, oh, you can just see him, like, you know, arching his shoulders, like popping his back, like, all right, man, here Let's we go. This. This is going down.
His own world yeah. star.
You fucked with the wrong car.
And then, so we got a glimpse of Joker, obviously, probably most likely killing Robin.
Possibly.
Robin is dead. And
yeah, well, the Robin suit, yeah, that says like, ha ha ha, joke's on you, Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had the whole reason why Batman is involved. So we know now that the destruction of Metropolis and Wayne Financial was there. And so Bruce Wayne lost some people in there. And you just saw it in his face where it was just like, holy shit. And I got to say, even though as much as I loved Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne and Batman, I have not seen, this is like the perfect match of Bruce Wayne and Batman. Like, he, oh my God, he embodies it. It's incredible. And I haven't even seen the movie yet. And it's just like, mm-hmm. holy shit, that's Batman. Like, that is fucking Batman.
Yeah, the suit, him in the suit, he looks like a fucking badass. But then, yeah, that scene where he's just looking, because I guess he retired, because it looks like he goes mm-hmm. back to the mansion.
It's to Frank Miller, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. he even said the line in the Frank Miller movie where, and he's like, it's Frank Miller's was 20 years that he's been retired, and in the film he says, in 20 years of in Gotham, what hero has stayed, you know, and that's not,
yeah.
I'm paraphrasing.
And, well, just because he goes back to, you see him go back to Wayne Manor, and it's like all decrepit and fucked up, and he goes back down, he's looking at his, the suit and stuff, and you hear Alfred saying his line, you know, about like,
becoming corrupt, yeah.
Becoming cruel or whatever.
Cruel, yeah,
and
cruel.
Dude, he looks so fucking mad. Like, I've never seen Ben Affleck look that mad in anything before. Mm-hmm. Just that, like, again, just that, I'm gonna go fuck someone's day up. Like, you fucked with the wrong person, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody is pretty much on board. The only complaints that I saw from the trailer was that, what's his face? Lex. That, you know, a lot of people didn't like, they didn't get won over by his character. I'm on the fence about him. I don't have an opinion yet because I didn't see enough. And
I liked what I saw because I thought he was creepy.
He was.
His lines, like, the red capes are coming.
But a lot of people
like, it's
said
delivered
it was,
so weirdly. It's creepy as fuck.
That's what I read was a lot of people were like, that he gave off more of a Riddler vibe than a Lex Luthor vibe.
Yeah, that's what I felt too.
I liked everything I saw. And Wonder Woman looked awesome. I'm really fucking curious how she's getting brought into this. Like, I don't know if, like, these dudes are going to be duking it out, and she's just going to show up and be like,
she made a huge fucking explosion.
Yeah, like, hold on, motherfuckers. Like, stop fighting. We got shit to do. Like, yeah. I don't know what you guys are doing, but stop it. I don't know how she's being brought into this. And then, like, Aquaman's supposed to be in there somewhere, somehow. Like, I don't know, man.
The one complaint I had about the trailer, too, and it's not really saying much. It's just stupid and repetitive. But goddamn it, how many times do we have to see Batman's parents die? Like, they showed that again in the trailer. And that's got to be, like, the seventh or eighth movie that they're like, hey, by the way, Batman's parents got killed. Thank you. I think everyone knows that by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the reason why they're showing it, and maybe it won't make it to the final cut, but it was the comedian from Watchmen or whatever is playing Thomas
Wayne.
Oh,
nice. That dude's
good. Yeah. So clearly he's friends with Zack Snyder, so clearly he's in this movie.
So that's why they're like, hey, I need a role. All right, cool. You can be Batman's dad. You can be
you can star in this trailer.
Yeah.
There was something a couple of weeks ago. I guess he was on Fallon or something, and he was like, so are you in Batman? Or maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel. And he was like, oh, I don't know. Am I in Batman versus Superman? And they're like, but look at this picture. And it's a picture of someone loading a giant, it's like on set, this giant framed picture of him, like, out of a truck and into a building. And they're like, that really looks like you. And he's like, well, that's weird. That really does look like me. Like, it's clearly him. Yeah. But just as like, oh, I don't know. Am I in this?
That'd be great, like, if he just turned into the comedian right there.
So, yeah. Who knows if that'll actually make it in the movie? Maybe Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. Again, yeah, we all know who Batman's fucking origin story at this point. But
it's kind of
why not one more time?
It's played off. It's getting starting to be fucking
Spider-Man. They're really rubbing
Spider-Man.
That shit in.
Like, we really want you to know why he's so sad.
Yeah.
This is not the first time he's lost somebody. Yeah. Q2, Robin being killed. Yeah. Q2, his parents being killed.
Right.
Q2, the little girl that he's holding, her parents got killed.
Yeah.
Q2 Chipotle messing up his order. That was the
Superman!
Straw that broke his back.
Yeah, that's what really brought him back. He's like, you fucked up the wrong order.
I wanted two bowls, not
no
two burritos. It's $1.75 for guac.
He turns the Batmobile into tank mode and just fucking blows up the Chipotle. Oh,
this podcast brought to you by Freebirds.
Yeah. we also saw Suicide Squad trailer officially came out today.
Yes.
It was leaked.
Talk about that one.
It was leaked. I mostly came away from that one. My feelings is that I am very intrigued. I was very much doubtful that I would like it. But I watched the trailer, and my excited meter jumped up maybe 5 points, and I will get to my negatives here in a minute. But I want to hear your positives.
You had my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued. I was not excited about this one at all. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things yeah. I just didn't care for, but there's a lot of it I'm really like, oh. Oh.
Now, was that Zsasz in the trailer? Because I couldn't tell. The guy, because I saw him, he had the check marks on his head. Not the check marks, but you know what I mean? Like the standard count, like the fives. He was in jail.
What?
I think that was Zsasz.
Oh my God. Did I miss Zsasz. Victor Zsasz? I may have missed that completely. One of the things I did notice is that they definitely, the very last scene with the Joker, where it's like, I'm not going to kill you. You know, that part?
Mm hmm.
That's clearly him making Harley Quinn Harley Quinn.
Right, right, right.
Like that is the scene where he's going to turn her from Harley Quinzel to Harley fucking Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Like and that's an origin story we have yet to see in a movie. Like, bring right. it on.
Maybe they'll flash a parent's death in Suicide Squad too.
Oh my God, I want that.
So like, hey, Batman's
way,
in that movie.
They showed a picture of Batman holding onto his car, yeah, and while Harley was driving, actually. So.
I gotta say, I'm
no,
more
I think she's in the passenger seat.
Yeah, she was in the passenger. Seat? Okay. Yeah, she's.
Yeah, she's like, I hope you got insurance.
Yeah,
I'm more excited. I think I'm more excited about Harley Quinn than I am about the Joker. Like, I'm honestly.
It is definitely. It's called Suicide Squad. It is most definitely a Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah.
She is the sole focus of that. And that's fine because she's an awesome character, especially in her Suicide Squad years. And then Margot Robbie is just hot as fuck.
What the hell was she doing? Like, she was doing some, like, Cirque du Soleil shit in her cell.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to be here for a while. Might as well be doing hanging around and learning some fucking acrobats.
Got to practice, man. Okay, so here's the.
I have two main things that I didn't particularly like. I will say that I'm not sold on Will Smith because it's the same character that he's played in pretty much every let's go save the world. I'm pretty sure he said that in every single action movie that he's ever been in.
Yeah. And welcome to Earth.
Yeah, and welcome to Earth. And then I'm still not I hope I don't get shit for this, but I'm still not sold on Jared Leto as Joker.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. Like I was talking to my coworkers about it too. I don't know. We just got to wait and see. I mean, more. You know. I mean, he was okay. They only showed him for a very short time. The Thor head tattoos are still lame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll
and
just have
he
to wait and
he
see.
Was very like okay. His presence was unnerving. I will say that. Like watching the end scene, I was like, oh shit. I was like, this guy's psycho. But I didn't see him as Joker. I just saw him as like a psycho kind of character. You know, like. I don't know. Maybe I need to see more. I don't know. Doug, what are your thoughts?
I think one of the things that's kind of different in his take on the Joker, so or at least in that clip, is that he didn't have the clown makeup on, really. He was very pasty white. He had a little... His lips were obviously redder than normal, but he didn't have the Joker motif going mm-hmm. at that exact moment in time. Granted, he could still be in Arkham, clearly, because that's where she worked, and I guess if he's turning her into... But... You know what I mean? Like, maybe once he puts the Joker stuff on, maybe he'll look more Jokerish and make everybody say, oh, okay, there he is.
Yeah.
Whereas right now we're just seeing this like
teaser.
Like I said, I'm not writing him off, and I'm not saying I'm out. I'm just saying that I'm still not sold completely on it.
You're not alone on that. Like I said, a lot of people are feeling that way. We'll see closer to when they start showing more like fleshed out trailers.
Yeah. I liked what we saw, though. I mean, it's a year away. It comes out August, like, 5th of next year or something like that. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And I'm really surprised that we got a trailer this early on because of the fact that we just saw them shooting the scenes where Batman was on top of the car. Like, that was just a month ago.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What else we got? Green Lantern Corps film was announced. So, what's his name? Tyler Perry? No, not Tyler Perry. Tyrese. So Tyrese could very well be in the new
Yeah, there Green could Lantern. Be multiple lanterns. Because they're also talking that Chris
he'll be
Pine,
the John Stewart. Yeah.
Yeah, that Chris Pine could also be in it as possibly Hal Jordan. Because there's rumors about what his role is. They know that he's in a movie. Originally it was supposed to be like Wonder Woman's love interest, Steve Rogers. No, not Steve Rogers, that's Captain America. What's his name?
Oh yeah, anyone? That guy.
They're talking about Wonder Woman's love interest. Like her liaison with the U.S. military. But now it's kind of going, well, maybe he's not that character, and maybe he's going to be Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
And then we all got to see the new Green Arrow suit for the CW. And holy shit, it's very cool.
New season, new suit.
Well, he hasn't had a new suit the last 3 years, and so... 4 years, right? This is the fourth season or fifth?
Yeah, this is the fourth. I think this is a little bit different, but I think he changed. I think suit from season one to season two.
Yeah, I think that was updated.
But then two and three was like the same, except for that time he was in the assassin gear.
Yeah, and so and this kind of shows a little bit. I mean, obviously we all knew that he's coming back, but it kind of, you know, it's kind of spoilerific because of the fact that we now know, like, all right, so he's still the Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Green Arrow. So, that was pretty cool. I liked it. It's very much more militarized.
Yeah, militaristic in a way. That's what I said. And they've confirmed that his name will be Green Arrow this next season. So he's officially becoming Green Arrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what's really interesting to me is that, you know, the Legends of Tomorrow, which is the new spinoff show with Adam and Captain Cold and all those people from Flash and Arrow... he's in it, and he's in his normal Green Arrow suit. So this new suit, is it season two suit, or is like season not season two second half of the season suit, or is it like, hey, I'm just gonna go stop some robbers, I'm gonna wear my normal green suit. Hey, I'm gonna go face off against Deathstroke, I'm gonna go wear my militarized suit. Like, you know, is there a what is he doing? What suit does he wear? Sort of thing, kind of like Batman. Like Batman has like a fuck ton of suits. It depends on what he's doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I forgot. We're going to go a little bit back here because you just reminded me of that. Can anyone fucking explain the World War II scene in that trailer? Where Batman is in, like, World War II gear and he's fighting Nazi-type enemies with Superman patches on their shoulders? Did you guys miss that?
I don't remember that.
Holy fuck.
Was that Red Sun Batman? Did we just see Red Sun Batman?
It had to be Red Sun Batman.
Nice.
That doesn't make sense, though.
But you got to rewatch the trailer.
But, oh man, there's a lot of people that are like really in love with Superman now, so maybe he's going to become that god, you know, because there's like the thing that's like false god or whatever also, so maybe there's the flip of that where there's the like cult...
I think somebody somehow shows Batman an alternative universe where if Superman is allowed to stay the way he is, this is what becomes of the world, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, so an it's kind of like Red Sun Batman.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, be glad he landed in America, because if he had landed in Russia, shit would have been weird.
But it was very cool. If you guys didn't see that part, go check out the trailer again and keep an eye. It flashes pretty quick. But it's clear. You can see it clearly. It's awesome. Yeah,
and we posted a picture of that suit on our Facebook page, which you can also check out a lot of these trailers that we've been talking about. We've been posting them on our site. So you can either check them out on our Facebook page or on our website.
And one trailer that everyone kind of was really excited about came out of nowhere, which was Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yes!
Holy fuck. That was awesome. I loved how the fucking shotgun came out of the ground.
And yeah, that was cool.
Bow, bow. And I will tell you this. He's one of my idols. I can't. If I ever met him in real life, I would melt. Bruce Campbell can do no wrong. Like, he instantly picked up where he left off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Fuck,
and
man.
It's great, too, because, I mean, you can tell that Sam Raimi had a huge part in it. Because, for one, every, like, scene where there was, like, something getting chopped off, blood spraying in the actor's face.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
That, like, I think Sam Raimi just has a blood fetish.
And but he got the classic the classic cam where he's running through the forest. I will tell you a little story. When I read Bruce Campbell's book about how they filmed that, it was very low tech. You know, the camera shot, it's a classic camera shot of the low camera on the ground going through the forest. He said that they just took a 2x4 and they strapped the camera to the 2x4 and two men ran through the woods.
Yep, that's so how they did it. It was pretty cool, and I love that they still, after all these years, still have that goddamn car. It's the car from the original Evil Dead film, and he's like, Bruce Campbell's driving it to S-Mart.
Fucking
so,
awesome.
I mean, it just looks
so
good.
He's still a stock boy. Did you notice that on his name tag?
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's been 40 years. Get another job.
You've saved the world twice. Like, come on.
You think it hit management by now.
Yeah, like, at least lead stock boy. I mean, something.
Supervisor of stock people.
Ugh.
It's looking so good. That's going to make me want to get stars.
I'm not. I'm just going to download it.
Or you can go to the store and purchase a copy legally.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
Do any of that stuff on this podcast. Everyone listening, Apple, fuck you. You know.
Okay, so the other thing that was shown behind closed doors that didn't get a cell phone capture that we didn't get to see was the trailer for Warcraft. And people, from what I've heard, I mean, these are just things that people have said, but everyone kind of lost their shit over the trailer and how much Duncan Jones kind of has paid attention to detail about the world and the characters. And I was very much kind of, once again, on the fence for this because it was a Sam Raimi project. And then he dropped out, and then, like, the 80% of the movie is green screen. And we all know how those turn out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you guys have any interest in Warcraft. I'm kind of interested in it because I played World of Warcraft a lot.
I know. I had roommates that did, but I just could never get into it.
Yeah.
Are you... I'm for the Horde, by the way, if anyone needs to know.
You are a whore.
We'll edit the D out.
Oh no, you want the D.
That's what
she
said.
All right, so I had a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of excitement over kind of the zombie craze that has kind of taken over DCC or DCCs, SDCC in past years. You know, and is it starting to die out? Are we starting to see the end of the whole kind of zombie genre as a whole?
I mean, are you talking about like how The Walking Dead had two really huge trailers and panels this year?
I was going to say, I don't think it's, like, as long as Walking Dead's doing fine, I think it's
going
to be. Yeah,
and then
around.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies had a panel there as well, and so iZombie on CW. I don't understand what you're talking about, Jeremy. There's a fuck ton of zombies there.
Okay, first of all, the fucking cosplayer who has 5 likes on Facebook had a panel, okay? Anybody and everybody has a panel.
So we can have a panel at SDCCC?
If we paid enough for it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't see, like, I didn't see much in the headlines and the news and the hype about, obviously, if you're there and you have those panels, I mean, you're going to be a big, huge fan of it. But I didn't, like, in past years, like, I saw a shit ton of excitement over, you know, all the new Walking Dead stuff and everything like that. And I just haven't seen the hype of, like, even the new Walking Dead, what's it called? The series. What's it called? The Walking Sooner
Fear
Dead
Walking
prequel?
Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead.
I haven't seen as much hype as like the as previous seasons of The Walking Dead and all that, so I kind of wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that.
They're probably testing the waters with it. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I didn't see the trailer for that, but I did see the trailer for season 6, and it looks pretty intense.
The trailer for the new one, I mean, it's a short series. I think it only got like an 8-episode pickup for season 1, which, I mean, Walking Dead only had 6 episodes.
Episodes, right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. It's definitely, you know, it's date, it's like when it happens sort of stuff, so we'll get to see some more of the outbreak side of things, which will be interesting to see on their show. It looks interesting, but yeah, and I think the problem is that their panel, I think, was Friday afternoon, is one of the first few of the big panels in Hall H or whatever,
so maybe it just didn't get the media attention that
well. I think what happened was is that it came out and people were like, yeah, Walking Dead, fuck yeah, this looks great, holy shit, like Star Wars.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I guess that's yeah.
Star Wars ruins it again.
I guess that's right. I guess when you
and plus everyone was getting in line to buy all the exclusive stuff first, like, before fucking, going to panels.
Yeah. Like Steve is sitting there on his laptop writing about the new Walking Dead season. Halfway through the story, he's like, well, fucking delete Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Friday. It may have been Saturday night. I'm pretty sure it was Friday, because I think we posted that Friday afternoon. Someone got that Friday afternoon. Yeah, just... I mean, I guess it starts on Thursday, so at least it wasn't a Thursday panel, but it was like one of the first like big ones Friday afternoon, and it was just one of those, like, literally it happened and people were talking about, and then Star Wars happened, and then DC happened, and then all this shit just kind of happened.
So so it's more or less that probably got lost in the shuffle, but we're not. I mean, because that was just my take on it. Obviously, I'm wrong about most things, that's not something.
I love that. I just wanted to throw that in there to see if you'd react.
Yeah.
All right, so let's run through this real quick, because we got a show to fucking wrap up. Top box office of the week. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Coming in at number 5 is The Gallows, making $10 million. Number 4 is Terminator Genesis, making 13.7 for a total of 68. I don't know if we'll get to
that's
going to
get a sequel.
Number 3 is Inside Out. It's that horror film where they film it and bodies explode from inside out. $17 million for it's a porno. $283 million. Number 2, not backing down from competition. Well, actually, it did, because it got fucking wiped. Jurassic World, making $18 million, inching its way to $600 million domestically. And number 1. Minions, making $115 fucking million dollars in week
Get
1.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is insane.
It beat Toy Story 3. It's now the number 2 top grossing like movie
animated
of all time. Like for opening weekend or whatever.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Cry. All right, let's hit up some gaming news. And the biggest news happened, what was it, yesterday? Nintendo
really?
President.
First off, though, that picture. Come on, guys. Too soon.
Hold on. We'll
get
okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus. I did not scroll down that far.
Yeah. I just happened to do it right now. I'm like, oh, that's awful.
All right. So, Nintendo President, how do you pronounce it? It's
Fuck this up. It was
hold on. You can't even do it. All right, hold on.
I was waiting for you.
Satoru Iwata. Right? Like
the president of Nintendo.
Come on, Kev. How do you say it?
You didn't even spell Nintendo right. God damn it.
Who did?
Satoru Iwata.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You waited for me to say it.
Well, there was a... Thank you, Doug. Nintendorp.
Oh, God.
Okay, so... There was a meme that just started on Reddit, and it said, "The president of Nintendo has died." The ambulance went, "Wii U, Wii U, Wii U."
No,
so bad. Oh my God, it hurts.
Oh, it's sad, Tiger.
comes in to delete it.
It really is a loss to the gaming community. And good thing that came out of
Let's get serious.
A lot of gamers came together. They put their shit aside with the whole Sony versus Xbox and all that. PC gamers were still being bitches, but that's never going to change. And so they all kind of came together, and it's just like, you know what? They just started sharing good memories about growing up with Nintendos.
Listen, man.
I mean, I think that's really cool.
He's a visionary. He helped design the original Smash Brothers, and he worked on that.
He was a developer.
He was a developer for it. And one major quote he said was, "Oh fuck, I don't want to fuck this up. Hold on, you talk. I'm gonna find it."
I mean, he pretty much every game you could think of that came out for Nintendo, he had a hand in. He was like an executive producer or developer. Jeremy was saying about Smash Brothers, he was. You know, Smash Brothers was going to get basically on the back burner, and he made sure that it came out on time. Like, I mean, he did a lot for the Nintendo community and gaming in general. And his whole ideology was just about having fun and making games for people to have fun. So, Jeremy, did you find that quote?
On his business card, it says, and this has been passed around, so everyone's probably heard it. I'm a corporate president. In my mind, I'm a game developer. But in my heart, I am a gamer. How fucking awesome is that? Like, much respect. Yeah. And just a visionary and just somebody. And it brings me to my next story here. But rest in peace. He died too young. He died at 55, and he definitely will be missed.
Definitely, man.
Which brings me to the next point. Games are supposed to be fun. They're made for people to enjoy, and they shouldn't be made to... People should not be taken advantage of, and they definitely should not be made with a spreadsheet. And that is Phil Spencer's thoughts on this as well, is that executives should be playing the games that are being developed. How did we get CEOs of these major gaming companies that don't even give a shit about what's being played? Like, what's being made, sorry. And I take a lot of that, man, because we all grew up in this gaming world where, you know, we just have a lot of fun with the games, and you know, we fell in love with the stories, the characters, everything. And when you start putting dollars over that, I think that you just fail at what you're trying to do. And I think when money, obviously, you want to make money, But I just think that it sucks that there's a lot of these companies now that have CEOs who don't care about that. And just like, hey, how can we get the next, how do we bump up our next earning report, you know?
Right. And gamers know if there was heart put into a video game. And a lot of these games that are made these days, it's just they're cash-in sequels that show up every year, a la Call of Duty or, you know, Madden, of course. But it's sports games are always going to come out every year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like stuff like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed have been coming out every year. It's hard to keep the heart and soul of it because it's basically become such a big cash cow that they don't have enough time to really develop it. I mean, Call of Duty's gotten a lot better because of the fact that they have three different developers working on them, but it's still, I mean, the heart and soul is gone, you know.
Yeah, it's the Madden mentality where you just kind of you just push out the next one, you know, and you choose a new template and then you hit copy and paste.
And it's not the developer's choice, you know that. I mean, it's definitely those executives that don't play video games. They just see the bottom line and that's all they want.
And you see the difference in this when you look at a company like Valve or you look at a company. I saw this when I visited 2K. You know, like when I visited their offices, it was an incredible experience because I walked through the CEO's office. I mean, I walked up there and saw his whole office is littered with just gaming culture. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you go into Activision, and it just looks like a corporate kind of office. You know, it's just completely a different world, you know, and it's different thoughts that go into the games and, you know, the passion that these companies, and you can definitely, I'm going tomorrow. I don't want to throw this out there, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to id tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm super jealous of that.
And, so I'm pretty sure that I'm going to see the same kind of thing where it's all these passionate people trying to put out a great product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad, but I'm with Phil Spencer, and it kind of goes along with, the death of the legend, who will be a legend in the gaming, Iwata. So, The last thing we got for this week is, I think since Batman is done, there's been a leak for a Superman game. And I think that's the natural next step, don't you guys?
No, do you think Rockstar's heading or Rocksteady's heading it? Or
what'd you say, Doug?
I said, no, get the fuck out of here.
You don't want a Superman game?
No, too OP, man.
It's too OP.
Too OP. What if you start out as Superboy?
Nah, fuck that shit.
Nah, fuck that shit. That's awesome.
No, man.
How do you end it after that?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that shit.
But you still want to play. I want a good Superman game, right?
Who doesn't?
I love it.
I think the only good Superman game I ever played was like on Super Nintendo, and it was called The Death and Life of Superman. And you had to fight like Doomsday. It was like one of those side scroller beat 'em ups, like old school X Men and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. That was it.
And look, he's obviously, look at these abilities on the screen. Powers and abilities: incredible strength and invulnerability. The ability to fly, heat vision, X-ray vision, freeze breath, vulnerability to kryptonite. Now, everyone knows that Superman is great, but not everyone knows that kryptonite is his weakness. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone knows that. Not everyone knows
I hate
that.
You so much.
So, in breaking news away from this Superman game.
Oh, are you really killing the Superman game? I think people would want to play it. I would. Kev wants it. The only reason that you don't want it is you're
Wait,
you.
What?
Kev wants it bad.
I
Kev
can.
Wants it so bad.
He wants it so bad.
God damn it!
I'm gonna insert a clip of the pre-show here with Doug on the mic.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh shit. All right, real quick, what do you guys play? I played, of course, Rocket League, and hold on, sorry guys.
Wait, you said breaking news.
Oh yeah, what is the breaking news?
Yeah, I actually do have breaking news. This is coming from EW right now.
Okay.
The Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are teaming up to star in a sci-fi zombie movie, Sci-Fi Channel zombie movie called Dead 7.
Wait. But Justin Timberlake's going to be no part of that.
Oh, probably definitely not. But maybe a little bit. Who knows? But it's definitely...
Yeah, but he said Backstreet Boys, right?
Well, he said Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. This is the best of both worlds right here, guys.
These guys have run out of money.
The best of both. You know what? There might even be a cameo from Color Me Bad.
No, you know what? There's going to be... All these guys are out of money, and guess who else is going to be in this film? 50 Cent, because he just filed for bankruptcy, so...
Oh.
listen to the synopsis of this movie. Dead 7 is a story of a ragtag band of gunslingers who must rid a small town of a zombie plague in a post-apocalyptic West.
Every film ever.
Please tell me Joey Fat One gets bit early on.
He's in it. Nick Carter will play Jack, the reluctant hero who unites the outlaws to face the zombie menace.
Fucking Nick Carter.
Dude, fucking sci-fi, man. Like,
this is like, what was that movie with ICP? Like Big Money Rustlers. And it was like Insane Clown Posse in the cowboy days. In like the old West.
I don't even think we need to do a What Are You Watching? Because that is the best way to end the show.
That was, yeah, I agree. That's pretty much.
So go play some fucking games. I hope you like this show. My name's Jeremy. You can follow us on Twitter at the 8-Bit Geek.
And I'm Doug.
That's all. And I'm Kevin. I was just waiting for some kind of self-promotion there.
Yeah. I was like, man, you can follow me on Twitter. Fuck this show.
Oh, yeah. Doug's got a new show coming out. Okay, so check this out. If you want to hear what we're actually watching, check out 8-Bit Bits. We'll post some reviews of what we're playing on there. And you can follow that on the website as well. And you can soon subscribe to that on iTunes. We're waiting to hear back from Apple, which are taking their sweet ass time. But
that dude from ACC.
Else is new?
Other than that, have a good one. Kev, this is where you say something.
Oh, now you don't play the goddamn theme song.